find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And as many of you know, one of the things that got me to want to go on to talk radio was my concern over the AIDS epidemic. And, of course, I worked within the medical profession for many years, within medical politics, trying to address the AIDS epidemic as a communicable disease and try to stop its spread. And it would be very simple to have stopped AIDS early on. Somebody that had mandatory testing of everybody going into the doctor's offices and dentist's offices and hospitals, and then mandatory reporting so you could do contact tracing, identify the people who had this dreaded disease and try to stop its spread, and certainly premarital, prenatal, neonatal HIV testing, and the tests are very accurate even in those days. And so why weren't we doing what was logical? And at every turn, we were blocked from doing what was logical to stop the spread of a deadly disease. It didn't make sense until I went to Elberton, Georgia, and I saw the Georgia Guidestones there, this looming granite monument with the Ten Commandments that come from the dark side. And point number one was maintain the population of the earth, or maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And, of course, this was dedicated to Thomas Paine, who had an intense hatred of Christianity and of mankind. And you go into the background of some of the things he wrote at the time of the American Revolution. Oh, he played a part in our revolution, but he was also played a part in the French Revolution, almost got himself killed. And he wrote a book called The Age of Reason, and the purpose of that was to destroy belief in Christianity. He did it intentionally. He did it maliciously. But people don't understand that there really are people who have a different worldview, that they are not trying to help people. They're trying to harm people. And with us this morning is Byron Richards, who has given his life to try to get the word out on what's happening as far as medicine and the drug companies. And there is a new piece of legislation in Washington, D.C., that they're trying to sneak through to mandate. Well, I'm going to let Byron tell you about this because it is so incredible. I find it hard to believe. When I told my wife, she started shouting at me. She said, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard, and that's absolutely right. It is malicious. They know what they're doing. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
A pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan.
You pick up the story.
Well, absolutely. We're talking about what is called the Mothers Act, Bill S-1375. And what this bill is, it's a massive federal program to indoctrinate pregnant and nursing moms into the use of antidepressant drugs.
Sort of prophylactically, then.
Well, they've stretched the definition. In other words, what we have here, now keep in mind, this bill requires urgent action. I want to point that out at the outset here, Dr. Stan, because it's already passed the House. It's in the final stages, behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on now that they know there's opposition in the Senate Help Committee. They're planning to bring it to the floor of the Senate right after Easter break and put it through without any chance for amendments. So the only thing that can stop this now is massive consumer protest, people getting involved. And I just want to also point out that for anyone who wants to take action quickly on this, they can go to my website at wellnessresources.com. And right on the homepage, right in front there, with two clicks of a mouse, my CapWiz software is set up, and you can send letters to your senators. It is urgently needed. But the point of this legislation, Dr. Stan, is that the Big Pharma wrote it. I mean, we've got the senator from New Jersey, a Big Pharma state. He brought it up here in the Senate, and the whole thing about it is that Big Pharma can't make money anymore treating diseases, so they have to concoct them. They have to come up with them. In other words, right now they're poisoning our children with antipsychotic medications because only one reason: Medicaid is paying for it. And, you know, this is a federal effort to target pregnant women and brand them as having mental illness. 80% of women they want to put into this loop. They consider that, according to this legislation, 80% of women should be indoctrinated and be put on antidepressant or antipsychotic medication while they are pregnant or nursing. And this is just unthinkable, Dr. Stan.
But, of course, we know from studying the background of Prozac, many of these people get suicidal tendencies. Their whole psychological outlook changes. I mean, supposedly this is done to prevent postpartum depression, but, I mean, remember the woman who had postpartum depression who drowned five of her children?
Yeah, Andrea Yates.
You know, those psychotics?
And the thing about it, it's not just the moms, but when we're talking about kids and babies in particular here, and in the fetus, we're talking about the evolving nervous system, and exposure. Prozac readily crosses the placenta and goes into the developing nervous system of the child and interferes. We know clearly that cardiac malformation, much higher risk for that in the first trimester of use. We know that children that are born have a lot of agitation. They have hypoglycemia. They have more seizures. And when we look at the animal studies on these, we know that the antidepressants reduce the blood flow to the uterus, causing low oxygen and less nutrients to get to the fetus. We have a much higher rate of premature deliveries. All of these things are known. I mean, this stuff is really serious, and yet we have our Senate mandating that Big Pharma be given its way with pregnant and nursing mothers. It's just unthinkable, Dr. Stan.
Well, it is unthinkable unless you understand there are evil and wicked people out there who want to hurt children, and in a similar manner to mandating, the CDC has mandated that pregnant women be given, you know, an influenza shot loaded with mercury, thimerosal, and that crosses, you know, and the first trimester where they know it'll do the maximum amount of damage out of the unborn child. I mean, so this incredible thing, you know, giving pregnant women, mandating now. How are they going to get the women to take it? You know, because,
well, the legislation, Bill 1375, doesn't specifically require them to take the medication. What it requires is that all health care professionals involved with prenatal and postnatal treatment indoctrinate women. In other words, it's going to be law that they have to tell women what their treatment options are. It's going to be very similar to that teen screen program that nobody likes that's getting our kids on antidepressants. In other words, they're taking their lessons learned there, and they're going to have assessment tools that healthcare professionals will use as screening tools, which will naturally indicate that a woman needs antidepressants. And so they've become very slick in how they operate. And, of course, the very big lie is that women need this kind of help from Big Pharma. Sure, women need help.
Hold that thought.
Throughout the day, through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate, and don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. My guest is Money, Byron Richards. And once again, what is your website there?
My website is wellnessresources.com.
Wellnessresources.com.
Right. Right on the homepage, with two clicks of a mouse, you can send a letter to your senator protesting the Mothers Act, Bill S-1375, a massive federal campaign to indoctrinate pregnant and nursing mothers into the use of extremely dangerous psychiatric medication.
Well, you know, you would think that this would be out all over the Internet. It would be out all over the radio. It would be out all over the, you know, the media. People would know what's going on. But, of course, they don't want us to know. And when they go to such work effort to keep something secret, you know it's got to be very dangerous. And this idea, certainly, of telling women. And, of course, most women are very concerned. They want to do what's best for their child. And when the healthcare professional is forced to tell them, you know, about the importance of their taking the antipsychotic medication, many people will do this. And I'm sure they will have a wonderful idea. Well, you know, you don't want to get postpartum depression, do you? You didn't want to be like that poor woman who drowned five of her children, do you? Here is this pill that's going to solve all of your problems. And the truth of the matter, it's going to harm the unborn child. But they're not going to tell them all the dangers. They're only going to tell them the false benefits. And we do not need to get postpartum depression. There are many ways to avoid it, but they're not going to tell them about that. Who's
well,
really
they're
behind
not.
This?
And the real thing about it here, I mean, Big Pharma has become very, very slick in their marketing of drugs to new markets, Dr. Stan. And this, when they went into the big advertisement for ADHD medication, they learned that the biggest users of these drugs, the biggest new emerging market, was the mothers who were reading the ads. They said, oh, I don't have good focus. I must need these. And so, you know, it's just suggestion, and quickly they pop a pill to feel better. And so this kind of legislation is actually quite dangerous. Now, it plays off a legitimate issue, which is that some moms, following delivery, of course, have a struggle with their mood. But the point here is that there are so many things those mothers could be doing to naturally improve themselves, ranging from good nutrition during pregnancy and prior to pregnancy, support for the thyroid, support for the adrenals. There's many things that can be done to support a mom's health correctly. They don't want to tell a mother anything about how to be healthy. In fact, what they're looking for now is moms coming into pregnancy in poor health, overweight, stressed out, and they're going to be the prime candidates. They're going to go right on these medications, and we're going to have this, well, we already have an epidemic of premature deliveries based on poor nutritional function of moms in general. So this problem is going to be complicated and made worse by this legislation. And, of course, to top it all off, Dr. Stan, the taxpayer is going to be paying for all of the antidepressants given out to the pregnant and nursing mothers.
You mean even those who could afford to pay for them?
That's right. This is going to be a taxpayer-funded legislation because it's, you know, it's worded just so craftily to prevent the, you know, this societal problem. Big Pharma is going to solve the societal problem. It is a huge lie. Big Pharma couldn't even
simply a boondoggle for Big Pharma. And they've got their lobbyists there. They're probably putting out millions of dollars to convince the legislators what a great thing this is. We're going to help the mothers. We're going to help the children. And what we're really going to do is destroy them. And I mean, it's so incredible. They were able to get over this scam on the statin drugs, lowering the cholesterol and actually doing harm to people. And now they're going to harm the children. I would think this would be a great issue, because if we can point out that they're going to be harming the unborn child, I would just hope and pray that the people would be up in arms and infuriated with their legislators who voted for this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it flew right through the House. And the reason it flew right through the House, Dr. Stan, is because it's worded craftily by Big Pharma. It pretends that it's going to be so helpful to educate and support pregnant nursing mothers. But when you actually read the bill and see what it says, it is a massive indoctrination campaign. It even includes language that the taxpayers will fund Big Pharma. Get this, they'll fund Big Pharma to develop new drugs for postpartum depression. That could be tens or hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer. Now, this Big Pharma can't afford to fund its own research anymore, so now it's sneaking lines into legislation like this horrid Mothers Act, S-1375, that the taxpayer is going to foot the bill. And then, of course, once we pay as taxpayers to develop this drug, then we'll pay for the drug itself.
Well, actually, you know, we've been paying for a lot of the research in the past. There was a book that was written, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies or something like that, written by a professor at Harvard, who had formerly been the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, who pointed out that most of the research, for modern-day drugs is not done by the pharmacy companies. It's done by the government. And then they give the patents to these companies, who do the studies on them, and then make fabulous profits. I mean, really immoral profits. I have nothing against making profits, but when you're profiting from putting out drugs that really aren't necessary or helpful, that's immoral. And yet, in the past, we've paid for a lot of research on a lot of these phony medications, and everybody's taking pills, and the pharmaceutical industry is getting richer and richer and richer, and they're trying to get all sorts of legislation passed to give them a free ride, even when they know that they're putting out medication that doesn't do any good and is actually harmful to people, and because they have a very incestuous relationship with the Federal Drug Administration, because they give money to the Federal Drug Administration, and then the Federal Drug Administration gives them permission to put their drugs out. Now, Sydney, is there any organized effort to block this other than your effort?
Well, there is a coalition of grassroots support. One of the mothers, Amy Philo, who she's been at the forefront of this campaign. One mother has had to carry this on the back of her shoulders, and a few other mothers who've had grandchildren, actually, with birth defects from them. But Amy Philo's story was simply one where she felt horrible after her delivery. The doctor gave her antidepressants. She started thinking about committing suicide, killing her child, killing her neighbors. The doctor doubled and then tripled the dose, and she just about freaked out and then went off them, and everything returned to normal.
Right.
And so she's been the one that, so for the past year, has been trying to get people interested in this. And, of course, like so many things, there's so many problems in our society, Dr. Stan, so a lot of times folks just don't get on board until it's the 11th hour. And I want to tell you right now, this is the 11th hour. This bill has passed the House. The Senate Health Committee, which is one of the biggest drug-pushing committees on earth, backed by Kennedy and NZ, a Republican and a Democrat. But I tell you, these guys are so friendly to Big Pharma, you can't even see straight. And you've got both sides of the political aisle being owned by Big Pharma. So both Democrats and Republicans tend to rubber stamp this stuff. Bush will sign it in a heartbeat because he loves anything that sells more drugs to people, especially mind control drugs, because that's all his friends. And so we got a situation here where if they can concoct and wrap this up as a package that seems palatable, and it seems so innocuous on one hand, we're just going to help out pregnant nursing moms. Who's going to object to that? But the big lie is that Big Pharma is the one that's going to help them out, because they can't. In fact, it's such a joke, Dr. Stan. because, you know, just in the last couple of months here, we've seen that Big Pharma squashed and prevented the negative studies on antidepressants from being published on threat of these universities that did the research. They published all the sort of okay ones, but they didn't publish any of the negative ones because Big Pharma then wouldn't give them any more money to do more research. And so we're in a situation here where just in the last couple of months we come to find out that the antidepressants are no better than placebo except in extreme cases of severe depression. They're basically useless. And that data was never allowed into the public, even though the FDA sat on all of it, because they could have never created blockbuster drugs out of these things. Now, that information has come out since this legislation was originally written. You would think that the senators representing the people would say, look, we have new information on these antidepressants. They don't even work. Why are we mandating legislation that will cause women to take them who are pregnant and nursing, when in fact those very drugs cause birth defects, they cause changes in the neurologic development of a child that are going to exist into adulthood, they're going to alter behavior, they're going to make the child stress intolerant and have onset of all kinds of neurologic problems. The animal studies show it, the human studies even show that there's problems, and yet the Senate is just going to push this through to support Big Pharma. Unthinkable. Go to my website, wellnessresources.com. Click on the Take Action Now and send letters to your senators today. Your help is urgently needed to stop the Mothers Act.
Well, you know, these studies which have shown, you know, if you have to give a person a placebo or you give them a Prozac, the Prozac really did hardly any good at all. I mean, a very minuscule benefit at all. And yet they're putting literally millions of people on this drug, which does create, you know, homicidal tendencies and suicidal tendencies, and just changes the personality totally because it changes the chemistry of the brain. And you have to say, how could this be going on? Why would doctors do that? You have to understand, you give somebody a placebo and they think it's going to help them, it'll help them in many respects. But you compare the placebo effect to the pharmacological effect of Prozac, and it is not an effective drug for a large-scale use. Now, is it primarily Prozac and Zoloft and the other serotonin-blocking agents that they're going to, SSRIs are going to be giving the...
Well, the SSRIs are the most popular ones used currently. But this legislation basically is going to set women up as for experimental purposes for the use of drugs. And they'll be, Big Pharma will have their checklists and their assessments that they, and then they'll decide, well, no, you really need one of these newfangled antipsychotic medications. And that's what women will get. And so this is, you know, this is going to be health evaluation by questionnaire for fictitious maladies that Big Pharma can't even define in the first place, giving out medications that they know cause harm. I mean, you take Prozac, for example, Big Pharma, they knew that caused, suicide before they even put it on the market, and they withheld that information from the FDA and from the American public. And so when we see serious risks, I mean, it's hard enough managing a person, anyone who has, you know, a mood issue, and these can be legitimate problems, people can be hurting, and so on and so forth. But when we complicate this by having an unborn child involved who has no choice in the matter whatsoever, and whose nervous system is rapidly evolving and changing, and the changes that take place in that baby's nervous system, both during, you know, as a fetus and in the first few weeks of life, those are significant changes impacted onto the nervous system that are, it's more like computer hardware than software. So it's not like the baby's just going to change his or her mind 20 years later. These things are written into the evolving nervous system. And to have these kind of Big Pharma imprints in there when we know they dramatically alter nerve circuitry and cause maladaptive syndromes that have been proven conclusively in animals where you can study their life cycles. It's just amazing, Dr. Stan. I mean, it's an absolute travesty that something like this could even be going on in our country.
You can only understand it by understanding the outlook of the people who are pushing this. People will say it's for profit, and I'm sure there some of the people are in this for profit, but there are actually people out there who want to do harm to children. And people say, that's incredible. But you go back and you read what Bertrand Russell wrote in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about diet injections and injunctions will be used to so alter of the mind of the child that they'll never be able to differ with the physicians that have been given them by their schoolmaster. Diet, injections, and injunctions. That's exactly what Bertrand Russell and the people who think like him want, and they want to hurt the children. Believe me, they do.
Well, they certainly want to make money, Dr. Stan, and that's the point here. Big Pharma, besides, you know, whether intentions are ill or not, they are desperate to make money right now.
They certainly are. In fact, certainly poor old Merck is going to lose $4-5 billion over there. All the people they killed with their Vioxx. Is Papa Bush still on the board of directors of Eli Lilly? We don't
No, he's not, but he sits on he's the head of Sea Change, and so he's involved with all the cancer drugs and how they're going to be formed.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Byron Richardson. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a real problem. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum. Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Byron Richards, and once again, let's get that website out so people would know how to get in touch with you. And again, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255 if you have a question. But the website is important this morning because, you know, if you go there, you can simply click on this, send your email to your senator. We need to just flood them with material. Otherwise, they're going to get this thing through. It's going to cost literally hundreds of billions of dollars down the line, and it's going to do immeasurable harm.
Oh, that's right, Dr. Stan. The website is wellnessresources.com, wellnessresources.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see the Take Action Alert right in the front. Click on it, and you, with two clicks of a mouse, you can send a letter to your senator. It's incredibly easy. It only takes about 20 seconds. All the work is done for you. It's not hard to do, and your voice really matters to stop this horrendous Mothers Act, Bill S-1375, which will brand, it's basically indoctrinating our society to believe that pregnancy is a form of mental illness. It's unthinkable.
And, of course, where are the studies, or do you have those studies up on your website, that show what the effect on the animals as far as the destruction and damage done to the unborn?
I should put those up, Dr. Stan. Now, this has been kind of an evolving campaign for me. As a nutritionist, I've written extensively, of course, about both prenatal and postpartum nutrition. It is, and all that information's on my website. So women who are struggling or want to know how to prevent, feeling bad during or following pregnancy, I have a ton of information about that on the website. There are numerous studies that are coming out, and many of them recently, especially where they have, like in Sweden, where they have these beautiful databases of public health. They've been able to pinpoint that there's over a double the risk for birth-related abnormalities, ranging from cardiac malformation to neurologic problems to seizures to respiratory distress. I mean, these are major, major issues. The animal studies, likewise. So they're all on PubMed, but I think I will do what you just said and get some of those posted on the website so people can see exactly all this data about how horrid we already know these drugs are.
And if you do, then I can pull them down and get them out to a lot of our listeners, because I think this is so vitally important that people understand. And whether you want to believe it's all for profit, or whether you want to believe that there really are some people who have a different outlook on the world, it's immaterial, because in the end result, those children are going to be damaged and irretrievably. And we already have so many children that have problems. We have so much cancer and disease and autism and allergies and diabetes, all unnecessarily. These are all skyrocketing. Nobody can tell you why cancer is skyrocketing. Well,
big pharma is going after our kids, Dr. Stan. And this we have to understand. Last year, big pharma spent $20 million lobbying legislation that is seemingly for children's health care, expanding the coverage to disadvantaged children. Which you think, okay, well that sounds like a nice thing big pharma's doing. No, the only reason big pharma's doing that is so they can sell billions of dollars of antipsychotic medications to disadvantaged kids. It's a huge, anytime big pharma can find a market where the taxpayer has to pay for it, that's what they're interested in. And then they put all this, fluff over it, making it sound like there's such a well-intentioned group. Helping children's health care sounds on the surface to be great, but what it means to big pharma is getting kids on dangerous drugs and treating them with them. So, I mean, they've got they've got close to $15 billion now going on in psych-related medication sales targeting children at taxpayer expense. And so they see that when they can lock in a taxpayer market, this is the only way they can make money. They can't make money treating diseases anymore. They have to manufacture them. So now they're going after pregnant and nursing mothers and the most vulnerable members of our society, the little babies. And it's just unbelievable. Just think about it. How would you as a little baby like to be in a situation where you were born with a bad dealing of the genetic or the evolving deck, if you will, because your mother was conned into taking an antidepressant while she was pregnant with you, and now you have a defunct stress management system as a result that you can't recover from because it's built into the evolving nervous system of you when you were a baby, and you had no choice in this. It's an atrocity.
The whole thing is they're going to sell this in the name of why we're concerned about the women. We're concerned about the children. Oh, my goodness, I mean, who would want to have a mother go into postpartum depression, perhaps destroy her child? And so they're going to give her the very medication that will cause her to go into a depression and kill her child. That is what's so incredible. And this is why our federal politicians should never be voting on any of these things, because they just don't have the knowledge, and the politicians and the lobbyists are there with their hands and pockets choked full of money to give to the politicians who will vote their way. And believe me, they are buying votes. I mean, there's no reason to give a politician money unless he's going to vote your way. Call it a bribe, call it what you will. There should be a law in Washington, D.C., no lobbyists for any reason at all, good or bad, because it'll all eventually be bad. In fact, most of the legislation that the congressmen are voting on should not be voting on. It's unconstitutional, and my only hope and prayer is the government's going to run out of money so it can't do all the harm that it's doing. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Are you as incensed as I am at the idea that they want to indoctrinate, I mean, they're passing legislation that will require health care personnel to indoctrinate women on the importance of this? And, of course, if your doctor tells you it's good, you're probably going to believe him without realizing, of course, he's being forced to do this by a federal mandate. How are they going to get doctors to do this? What techniques are they going to use?
They just force them to do it as part of their care. They fund the activity, so the taxpayer pays for all the information to be prepared, all the flyers, all the brochures, all the little spin jobs that Big Pharma will put on it. And then it's required for midwives, for doctors, for anybody involved with care. I mean, even your natural midwife who might want to do a home delivery or a natural childbirth will be required to give out this Big Pharma literature and indoctrination and do the screening, the questionnaires that they'll concoct to flag people who are obviously, you know, have a little melancholy feeling, and which is not even all that uncommon. And, you know, what it's doing, Dr. Stan, is it's corrupting our culture. It's taking away the miracle of birth and placing it into a mental disease category. It's taking away the very fabric of our society, the very essence of survival. You know, what makes our families families is taking the responsibility of a man to provide a stable environment for his family and to have a family. It's taking away the core things that need to be there to stabilize a mom and to provide an environment that needs to be there for a child. I mean, it's saying Big Pharma and the government can take care of you. You don't need to have a family. You don't need to have stability. You don't need to manage your life well. You don't need to plan for the miracle of birth and pregnancy and raising children. Big Pharma will just have an umbrella out there. So if the going gets tough, we'll just throw you this pharmacologic solution, which, by the way, doesn't work anyway and is likely to injure your kid. But, boy, we sure can make a lot of money on it.
Well, we have a caller. We'll get to them just as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limumui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Oh, yes, I do have a comment. I'm tired of the pharmaceutical companies. I'm tired of all the ads on TV. That's how they get people roped in. But back to the pregnancy. You can't grow a baby eating McDonald's, you know, and you said it right, or the other doctor said it right. Before you even consider getting pregnant, you got to take care of your diet first. And, you know, the most important thing they can do is omega-3s. And there are other alternatives besides these antidepressant pills. My daughter had a brain injury and had some depression from that. And she did liquid St. John's wort, and we were just fine. Now, the St. John's wort and the pills didn't work as well, but the liquid, the tincture, it worked beautifully.
Okay, well, I'm sure there are lots of things that really can be done. I appreciate so much, including that, because I think it's so important to be, and I think the omega-3s are so vitally important for the health of the child.
Right.
And Ruth, you've got a great point here, because a lot of the women who end up needing, or quote-unquote, are candidates for these antidepressant drugs, they are the ones who went into pregnancy already unstable, already stressed,
right,
already eating poorly, already overweight. In other words, they weren't doing it right to get ready. They weren't doing the best they possibly could be doing in many cases. I'm not saying that's true of all
right.
women now, but I'm just saying that when we look at the statistics, most of the women who have and struggle, they're a much higher risk for that if they weren't really prepared for pregnancy.
But not only that, most of the food in a can or in a jar or in the frozen section in a regular grocery store is full of neurotoxins. I mean, they can't be well when they're eating a bunch of neurotoxins.
Sure. Well, I've got MSG. They got excitotoxins. They've got aspartame and neutrophil. Hey, look, thank you so very much for calling.
Wait, I got one more comment. Brooke Shields, the movie star that's had trouble with both of her kids.
Right.
Somebody needs to tell her omega-3s, you know?
Okay.
You know, she gets all this publication because she had postpartum depression, but I never once heard anybody say anything about improving her nutrition.
And you're not going to hear, at least not on the general media. That's why we do what we do.
You're right on the money there. The omega-3 oils are important. DHA, which is one of the fatty acids in omega-3 oils, especially in fish oil, very, very important for nerve development, eyesight development. Just as pregnant women are told to be on folic acid to prevent neural tooth defects now, and, of course, the only reason that happened is because the FDA was going to be hauled before Congress and be forced to testify why they had to allow 50,000 neural tooth defects. Our children, pregnant mothers, do not get enough DHA fish oil. They do not get enough iodine. They do not even get enough iron to, and they don't get enough sulfur-containing amino acids in order for healthy development of a child in the first place. And, of course, I explain all of this on my website under prenatal and postnatal nutrition. For those of you who are interested, I write extensively about what moms can do to support the thyroid and adrenals and stress management and weight management. And these are all key issues that equate to healthy children, Ruth.
Do you realize they're poisoning these children from the womb all the way up through their growth years through the neurotoxins in the food? Why does the FDA allow all these neurotoxins in the food? And if you read some of the labels, like Campbell's food, Campbell's soup is one of the worst.
Sure, you're right.
We'll have a half dozen different neurotoxins.
Well, Ruth, that's another story, but the FDA for the last 100 years has done nothing but act to foster the industry it's supposed to be regulating, whether it's drugs or whether it's food.
So
the FDA is actually a primary source of these problems.
And I forgot.
Ruth,
one of the reasons I wanted to call,
Ruth, wait one more time. I need the phone number. Ruth, please don't try to talk over me. Thank you so much for calling.
Can we have?
Appreciate it. But I think people have to understand that the FDA gets money from the pharmaceutical companies. And that's just such an incredible thing. You've written a couple of books, haven't you? Want to put a plug in for your
book? Well, absolutely. One of the books I wrote, is the FDA's Betrayal of America. It's Fight for Your Health, Exposing the FDA's Betrayal of America. And that, of course, has been very popular. And you can even read that free right now on my website at wellnessresources.com. That's been out a couple of years. I have numerous articles posted on my website about the politics of health, all the current things that have been happening. In fact, if you want to stay up to date on them, I have a free e-newsletter you can sign up for when you're there, and I just email these things out a couple times a week, and you can stay up on all the legislative topics, the politics topics, and all the breaking health news, for that matter, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, the information is good. We've had Byron on before, and we certainly appreciate the work he's doing, and especially getting this information out. And I'm going to call you, in fact, or you can call me. I do want to get the names of the other people who are involved in trying to get out the information on this this new, very, very dangerous, legislation. It's not simply because it's going to make money for the pharmaceutical companies, but because it's dangerous to the mothers and it's dangerous to the unborn child. That is the real problem with this. And the fact that they know about these studies and they're keeping this from the American people and from the legislators. That's why you out there in the listening audience need to go to wellnessresources.org or .com.
It's .com, wellnessresources.com.
Wellnessresources.com. Get the information and help us to get it out across America. Well, certainly, do you have a parting thought? We've got about a minute and a half here to wrap up the program.
Well, I think what we're seeing here is a huge transformation in the way healthcare should be delivered. We're seeing the first phases of socialist medicine being implemented now. Big Pharma, they don't care if Republicans or Democrats are in power, Dr. Stan. They manipulate both sides of the aisle. And this type of legislation they find very, very profitable because it forces taxpayers to pay for the use of dangerous medications. And in this case, it will be for pregnant and nursing mothers, and the drugs will affect them often adversely, as well as their unborn children. And it's all for profit. It's just a disgusting, despicable system. Yes, there's a legitimate problem here, postpartum and prenatal health. Those are real issues. They're big issues. They need a lot of help. There's much better ways to do it. The big lie is that Big Pharma can solve this problem. They cannot. They cannot even come close. They're going to do more damage, and it's going to cost taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. So I implore everyone that this legislation is about to pass. As soon as Easter break is over, they're planning to ram it through the Senate without any...